another important issue, especially around here in Los Angeles, but really all over the United States, is what they call the prison industry complex.
Right.
You know, with so many prisons and people getting out of prisons. Can you talk a little about what is Jesus' teachings in relationship to prison?
Well, Jesus' call in Luke chapter 4 is very clear. The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because God has anointed me to preach good news to the poor. He sent me to proclaim release to the captives, recovery of sight to the blind, to set at liberty the oppressed, and to announce the year of God's favor. I'm going to focus on release to the captives. You know, that Jesus is teaching is that prisoners, no less than anyone else, people who are not imprisoned, are children of God. And you can go to the most hardened criminal in the most secure prison in the state of California. You can look into that person's eyes, and if you look carefully enough, you're going to see the face of God. And Mother Teresa used to say that the reason she ministered to the dying on the streets of Calcutta is because she looked into their eyes and she saw Jesus. And I would say the same thing about prisoners. You look into their eyes, you're going to see Jesus. If you look hard enough, you're going to see the Spirit of God. You're going to see the face of God. Because that's how they were made. And however much they might have been twisted by the circumstances of their lives and the bad decisions that they made, that image of God is still going to be there. And so there is so Jesus' teaching is not about punishing the prisoner. Let's get that out of our minds. And I dare anyone to show me where it says that Jesus' primary function is to punish the prisoner. Just not there. Jesus says that our primary function is to bring liberty to the prisoner. Mm-hmm. Liberty to the prisoner. That's not just a liberty of body. You know, it's not just breaking them out from behind bars. It's also this liberty of the mind. It's this liberty of the spirit. It's this liberty of the soul. Mm-hmm. Helping people to get out of this prisoner mentality and be able to live their lives with dignity. I think Jesus would be ashamed of the prison industrial complex in this country. Mm-hmm.